This week, the National Rifle Association officially endorsed President Bush for re-election. The announcement means the Bush campaign can count on the NRA to keep running attack ads against Senator John Kerry. But money is only part of the story behind the NRA's clout in this election. The NRA has built up a network of committed volunteers eager to get out the vote for any candidate who supports the right to bear arms. NPR's Larry Abramson has this close-up look at the NRA effort.
One of the NRA's secret weapons is an 81-year-old man with a shock of gray hair and a couple of very good reasons for supporting President Bush.
And he likes to hunt, and he's already verbally, over the years, stands up for the Second Amendment and the right of people to bear arms.
Leonard Miller is an NRA election volunteer coordinator responsible for part of West Virginia. He's put together an organization of volunteers that will marshal votes for any candidates, from dog catcher to president, who support gun rights. As we pile into his aging Lincoln Continental, Miller holds up the latest anti-carry ad from the NRA. It's a picture of a finely coiffed French poodle wearing a John Kerry sweater. And the ad says,
"The dog don't hunt." This reflects John Kerry's record on the Second Amendment. He says he's a hunter. And he's always doing this fooling, trying to fool everybody.
As Miller cruises through the countryside, he points out favorite hunting spots. This retired electrical engineer is busier than many working people. Miller is a local judge and a real estate agent, so he stays well connected. And he's used his networking skills to make sure the roads here are bristling with Bush-Cheney signs.
There's one Kerry sign I found.
How'd that get up there?
I don't know, but it won't stay long, I can tell you. Somebody will take it down.
Miller also puts together phone banks and helps register voters at the town's Oktoberfest celebration. He reminds gun owners that even if they don't care about politics, they still need to protect the right to bear arms. Miller says that when the NRA sent him a list of organizations considered to be supporters of gun control, he got a surprise.
Even the Methodist Church donates money to the cause. And I'm a Methodist. I didn't know that the last year. I'm no longer a Methodist.
Really?
Really. Absolutely. Everybody knows where I keep the key.
Miller pulls up in front of the house he's built. It sits on a few lovely acres next to a trout stream. Inside, he does some more networking.
Hello? Yeah. Are you coming up?
Soon, volunteer Dean Selden drives up. He and Miller load a handful of Bush-Cheney signs into Selden's pickup truck.
I got them, buddy.
The NRA mounted an offensive against Al Gore in the year 2000. Now gun owners like Selden say they feel that Kerry is just as big a threat, so they're pumped up to score another Republican win in West Virginia.
Kerry scares the crap out of me.
Scares the hell out of everybody.
You know, if we want any morals or rights at all, we don't need him.
Across the country, volunteers like Dean Selden and Leonard Miller can be counted on to work for candidates that the NRA has given a good grade. Professor David Magleby of Brigham Young University says this volunteer effort has helped the NRA evolve beyond its traditional role as a lobbying organization.
The National Rifle Association has become, I think, the most important interest group ally of the Republican Party, replacing the Christian Coalition of some years ago in that role.
Magleby says the NRA's grassroots network is a rare marriage between high-tech and low-tech. It melds door-to-door efforts with the powerful mailing list that the NRA owns.
There are three or four magazines that, as a member of the NRA, you get to choose from. Whichever one you choose, you will receive within the last few weeks of the election campaign season your monthly magazine, but inside will be a personalized note with a list of endorsed candidates all the way down to your state legislative district.
The NRA sees itself as a family organization, and it's relying on family ties to strengthen the grassroots network. Last April, a group of budding volunteer organizers said the pledge at a grassroots training meeting in Philadelphia. NRA Vice President Sandra Frohman characterized the fight for gun rights as a battle between good and evil. And she told the group there's one way to win that fight.
And that is to recruit and train your successor. Recruit and train the person who's going to come after you to carry on the fight. whether it be your son, your daughter, niece, nephew, a neighbor, a young friend you know.
That is bad news for Senator Kerry and any other candidates who haven't proved their Second Amendment credentials. Kerry has tried. United Mine Workers President Cecil Roberts presented Kerry with a union-made shotgun at a Labor Day picnic in West Virginia. Kerry tried to bag both the union vote and the gun vote.
That's a great shotgun, and I'm proud that it's made by UMWA. I'm proud of that. I'm proud it's made in America. And I intend to go gobble hunting with it or something before I get a chance.
But Kerry's efforts backfired. The NRA charged that the gun Kerry received would have been banned under legislation he supported last year, and they said that Kerry supported renewal of the assault weapons ban, which expired in September. They even mocked his hunting skills. They say he broke basic safety rules by posing with his finger on the trigger in a hunting photo op. Kerry spokesman Mike Meehan says Kerry still hopes to win the votes of some gun enthusiasts.
You know, responsible hunters are able to make decisions who they vote for president on a litany of issues. If this is their only issue that they wanted the assault weapons ban to be rolled back, then no, Kerry has a different position than that.
Last Saturday was NRA Day at the Baltimore County Game and Fish Protective Association. Free ammo and target practice were a big draw on this clear fall day. Maryland State Senator E.J. Pipkin stopped by. The NRA is hoping Pipkin will unseat U.S. Senator Barbara Mikulski, the Democratic incumbent. Pipkin, the NRA hopes, would help ensure that the assault weapons ban stays dead. NRA board member Sandy Abrams says volunteers helped defeat a proposed assault weapons ban in Maryland earlier this year, and they're ready to do that again if Congress revisits the issue.
And we have phone trees, we have email alerts. We just can reach out to our members literally within an hour to thousands upon thousands of NRA members and coordinators, and we get the vote out, we get the phone calls made, we get the literature drops done.
Gun control has not been a big issue on the national scene this year, but the NRA's powerful network is making sure that gun politics still helps decide elections. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
For more about election issues, you can join pollster Andy Kohut for a live online chat about political polls next Wednesday at noon Eastern. For more information or to ask a question, go to npr.org.